Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Judged Accordingly. The basic principle of you reap what you sow governs the whole of life, and certainly applies to how we judge people, as taught by Jesus. Matthew 7:2, Jesus said, For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. We know that God is the final judge. As believers, we are not going to be judged for the penalty of sin. Christ at the cross bore our full penalty. Praise the Lord. The Bible is very clear that there is, quote, now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. However, we are going to be judged in terms of rewards according to what we have done. Colossians 3:23 through 25 says, And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done. And there is no partiality. We know that according to 1 Corinthians 3, that as their works are evaluated, some believers will suffer loss in terms of reward, because their works do not measure up to God's standard of reward. 1 Corinthians 3:12-15. As they say, heaven will at once be a great eye-opener and a great mouth-shutter. And the standard of judgment brought out here by Jesus is going to be according to how we judged others. With what judgment you judge, you will be judged. In that sense, we are our own judge, in a sense. As I judge others, that will be the standard by which God judges me. That is sobering. If we were harshly critical, unloving, or unfair, that is going to come back on us. As Jesus says, with what measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So let me ask us, what is the measure of judgment that you are using? Do you want it to be used on you on judgment day when God makes the final evaluation about your life? Sobering, isn't it? Makes you think twice about nurturing a critical spirit. Ed Glasscock says, quote, If one shows mercy to others, he will be shown mercy. But if one is harsh and unforgiving, his judgment will likewise be harsh and unforgiving. Though popular Christian belief projects God as all-forgiving and assumes the receipt of undeserved favor, Jesus warned of consequences for being judgmental and inflexible towards the faults of others. Ed Glasscock. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.